So, looking at a man lustfully, or looking at a woman lustfully, is committing adultery. But let me ask you a question then. When, as a woman, you wear such that somebody can genuinely describe you as half naked, what are you up to? If the men are being told that if they look at you and lust, they are going to hell, then you are wearing in a way as to make them tempted. Surely you can only be an instrument of the evil one. I know you say, my dress, my choice. But once you read this commandment, it says, thou shalt not commit adultery, you then understand you cannot assist people to do adultery. Now, if a person is tempted, he will not sleep with you, but he has actually imagined and put you into bed just because of the way you are dressed. How will he go to hell and you think you'll escape it and you are the cause? I think these commandments start making us be clear that we, in order to be our brother's keeper or our sister's keeper, we must live in a way as to make people not tempted to lust. We must act in a way as to make people not feel like going towards that direction. That's why it really is wrong for there to be music in a church concert where people are acting in a method to suggest that there's nothing wrong with it. It's a double song, you know, throwing your midsection in a way that can only suggest sex. And you are claiming to be worshiping. I think that needs to be dealt with as participation in immorality.